with that, or any joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning.
Travel mercies.
Yeah, they're going to drive to Fort Lauderdale to catch the ship, the boat. And you'll need that relaxation on board once you get on. Judy and I don't like running the interstate down that way anymore. I-95 is crazy. So, yeah, thank you. Please.
Donnie.
Yes, Donnie had his hip surgery on Thursday, and I've talked to him, and he seems to be recovering well. His daughter, Amanda. It's nice having a doctor come home with you and take care of you for a couple of days, because his daughter's a doctor, so she was here.
We'll have to ask you about
that. Yeah, we will. I tried to call him before church, but it went directly to voicemail, so maybe he would take it in that. So, anybody else?
Should pray for Keith and all the people traveling to his wife's funeral.
Yes, thank you.
We went to a funeral on Friday, which is John Rogers at Bray. And while we were there, another guy from Bray had just happened.
Yeah, John Hutchison, I don't know. He's an avid Seminole fan, too. All of them over there are. He's the third one this year that passed away. Sam Adams, John Hutchison, and John Rogers at Gray Memorial.
Did you try to talk with Linda?
Yes, she went to Apalachicola for the Oyster Fest or the Bake Off or something. They got friends down there. But this is the weekend for the Oyster Bake Off or something like that, which was interesting because yesterday I was just flicking through the channels and I landed on PBS and they were having a whole documentary about Apalachicola and oysters. It was interesting. And the people around that area that lost their livelihoods with the water was interesting. Oysters are good. I like oysters. Yes, please.
We did see Don and Tracy this morning. We went to see the movie about Bob Dylan the other night, Mark and Joanne. And Dave and Linda went, they told me they didn't invite us, but they told us about it, and I was thinking, well, I don't know, I'm not a huge Bob Dylan fan, but I walked away from there, a huge. And he did a lot of writing, inspired me, maybe, if I want to go a little deeper on my writing, he's certainly complex.
Yeah.
It was a great time with fellowship and hanging out together.
That's great.
Inspirational.
And Tracy, how did you find out about your neck? Any good news? Same or?
It's basically a pinched nerve, and I've got to get an injection, basically a steroid injection in the neck, and then do physical therapy. It doesn't have a burden it's supposed to have.
Yeah. So you're hopeful that the pain will be relieved with what they recommend?
And then I think that will help.
How's your dad?
He's okay. He's just having such a terrible time with his feet. He's swollen and he's getting wounds on him. He's hurting all the time. He feels the nosebleeds about every day. It's not a blood thinner. He takes aspirin. And it's just one day after another.
Yeah. Her dad lives with him, and she's his caregiver, and Don helped her caregive. It's amazing when you have a spouse that you love, and the spouse loves you, and you love the family. It's really cool. Not easy, but it's cool. I cannot believe that you ain't lifted up any prayer requests this morning, Miss Sandra.
Continued prayer for work. There's changes coming, continued prayer for my situation. But there are a lot of changes coming, and I don't think it's going to go over real well with the people that are going to have to do the changing. So I'm expecting.
When do you plan on retiring? 30 years?
No. I'm not going to wait that long, and it just depends on how things go.
So anyhow, so just keep on keeping on.
I'm just going to keep on, but yeah. I'm expecting a little bit of a kick up in the office, and it's a small office, and there's three of us in it, so I'm not looking forward to whenever it hits the fan.
You will. All right. Anybody else this morning?